Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Yeah! Hello, everybody. Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today, alongside Greg Sussman.
Hello.
And Matty Moe.
Whoa!
And Jake the Beast Sealer. I'm not a fan. The Beast is back.
We're all back. It's the first time we've done a show together in a long time.
Well, it's been a while. His credit was working.
You know, it was.
You were working a lot on Friday. You were running around.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of stuff.
Very busy boy on Friday.
It was a busy day Friday for sure.
Let's get right into it.
Let's
then.
Let's do it, man.
Because I got something that relates to Friday. So Domingo Germán, as viewers of the show will know, we talked a lot. We did the box break with Greg and Sharon. We had a good time, right, Matty?
We had a lot of fun.
And so we do the box break, and I just asked Sharon, asking about cards and value and how it ties into fantasy and everything. I'm a huge fan of Domingo Germán. I think Domingo Germán is like a Luis Severino kind of light, which we'll get to in a second because he might just be Luis Severino. So I'm like, I'm looking at this, he got his card here for, $5 right now. Is that going to jump if he has a great game? She's like, yeah. So this nice guy on Twitter, shout out, wait, I wrote his name down because I knew I'd forget it. Vinny Rulo, who works for Beckett, sent me a tweet and it had a link to the card that you can buy on eBay. So I'm like, all right, awesome. I hearted it. So I'm like, I'll go ahead and get it Monday, whenever, Saturday. Domingo Germán goes out and throws 6 no-hit innings. The card was $20 that he sent me the link to. Autographed rookie card from 2015 Bowman. And now it's like $60, $70 and totally out of reach. Follow your heart, Matty Mo.
Follow your heart, buy low, sell high. You know, those basic rudimentary things of the stock market.
Today's show has a lot of free agency talk, a lot of fabbing talk. Jake Seeley, how much money did you spend or will you spend on Domingo Germán?
I couldn't spend. I told you, I don't have any money left in labor. I had to put a dollar, so I didn't get him.
What did he go for?
I didn't know you would want the exact number. I think it was 7.
Greg, if we were still teammates, yes. I would have forced us to go $16.
Would that have got him?
I don't know. I think so.
Oh, definitely would have got him.
16 out of 100.
He went for 6, I want to say.
I want to make sure.
Domingo Germán.
He went Mike for $6 went for GDD.
See, there was a lot of pitchers in labor because I told you they had that stupid rule where they can't be on the roster unless they've actually played in the major league. So you got Soroka went for 14, Caleb Smith went for 13, and then Germán went for 7.
Matty Medica, CTM baseball, charging the mound baseball. Let me just bring up these two sets of numbers for you and let me know if I'm a crazy person or if there's something there. Domingo Germán on 452 and two-thirds minor league baseball innings, 2.54 ERA, 1.14 WHIP, 8.8 strikeouts per nine. Luis Severino on 401 and a third major league baseball innings, 2.51 ERA, 1.06 WHIP, 9.0 K per nine. I'm seeing two pitchers who are very similar, and Germán throws 96. Huh? Yeah?
I think you're making some nice comps here, though. I do need to see Germán pitch on the major league landscape.
We just did. He threw 6 no-hit innings.
And that could be the high. That could be the all-time high for him.
Which would not be a bad high for someone.
I hope for my AL only, it's not. I think I bid like $330 for him in there. Just because I needed to get rid of some scrubs and go for some upside in the rotation. What he did yesterday was fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, Yankee fans, Yankee team, getting that guy to step up like that. And in the bullpen, he was striking a lot of guys out. I mean, look, if you could get him, he just, in the 15-team leagues, besides my AL only, which is a 12, but that's only, I wasn't going, above 250 and 300, which he went a few places.
Yeah.
I was willing to go over 100 and stuff like that. I got Soroka in most places, though.
Jakey, let me ask you a question concerning Domingo Germán and strategy within the world of fantasy baseball. Is now the time, like if you lose him, right? So in our GDD league, I share a team with Dane Martinez, Dane Martinez changed our bid. We would have won Domingo Herman. I moved him up to $11 at like 11 o'clock last night, and somehow we ended up only bidding $4. I don't know how that happened. Well, I know how that happened, but Jake, if I really want him, is now the best time to make a trade for Domingo Herman? Like, I offered a guy in my CBS Dynasty League, Adalberto Mondesi and Sean Doolittle, for a chance at Herman, who has relief pitcher eligibility, and CBS is a little messed up, but is now the exact, because someone just picked him up and like, oh, you sucker, you're trying to trade me something that you've had all year for this guy I just picked up yesterday. Is that a slick way to do it?
It depends. It is if you believe in him, but there's a question of Domingo Herman. I mean, the only thing that I could really find in him that went any type of deep information was last year talking about the fact that he was outside their top 25 prospects, that he's got a great curve but a fringy fastball, and that's it, and he might be better suited for the bullpen. So if you believe that he's what he was pre-Tommy John and maybe he can be a top three starter for a major league team, then yeah, it kind of makes sense to do what you said, because you're going to get owners that are saying like, hey, I just picked this guy off the waiver wire, you're going to give me value for him. Sure, what the heck, no problem. So it might be a good chance to get it, but it depends on if you really believe it.
I believe. Greg, do you believe? How did you sort things out with your two teammates in the GDD Fab League?
So we liked Domingo Herman. In one league, we had quite a bit of money left to spend. In one league, we didn't. So in the GDD, he went for $6. We wound up bidding $2. Again, we're kind of toward the bottom of how much money we have left.
Sure.
Do I wish it would have been $7? Yes, but the pitching is probably our strong point on this team. So we needed to spend some money on a hitting, including getting a catcher, which we didn't do. That was the goal, anyway. So we went for $6.
Wait, so you're playing without a catcher this week?
We are.
Oh, that sucks.
I mean, not necessarily.
Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes
it doesn't suck.
Well, I mean,
sometimes it happens. I'm on my 7th second baseman in labor.
But this has daily transactions.
Correct.
Yeah, daily moves.
We literally put in bids for 3 or 4 catchers, and we didn't get any of them.
That's insane.
Yeah. It stunk, to be honest with you. We put in bids on Carson Kelly, John Hicks, Manny Pena.
Rafi Lopez.
I don't know if you put a 1 on Rafi.
No, if you put a 0 on Rafi Lopez, yeah, you would have got him. Yeah, there you go.
Maybe. I don't know.
A 3-run homer or 2-run homer yesterday? Something like that.
Right?
And then in our GST league, Domingo Herman went for $400 out of the 1,000.
Who got him? That's my kind of player.
That was the Long Island Bob's B&B.
Props to Long Island Bob.
He's bobbing and weaving on that one.
Let me go to Jake. If Steven Matz was on the free agent wire and you had Matz versus Herman, who would you pick up?
I would go with Matz. It's great to see what he did yesterday, and then you have the whole situation with Kingham the week before, though. I mean, this, as Matt says, it's probably going to be the best you ever get. You got 6 no-hit innings. I mean, you really can't top that unless the guy goes 7, 8, or 9 no-hit innings. So it's just really what you have here. I really go back to what they said about him. Like, I'm trusting people who've watched this guy a lot more than I have, and the fact that right now, apparently, he still only has 2 pitches. I talk about the labor results. I would have rather picked up Caleb Smith or Soroka. Now, Herman was my third. I actually tried, like I said, for a buck. He was my third, but he was my third behind those two.
Matty Mo?
I went Soroka, Kingham, Herman, and then Romero. That's how.
Romero, yeah. So Herman was behind Romero, too. I forgot about him.
Who'd you drop? Who'd you get rid of for all these?
One league?
Yeah.
I dropped Matt Boyd in one of my.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Why would you tell him?
I knew I had something good to bring up for this show.
Go ahead.
Look, I like Matt Boyd. He's done some nice things. He's been pretty much on my bench for the most part of this year.
Okay.
I've been deathly afraid to use him. I use him for the two-step. But there's so many signs that are just. If you do the deep dive and you look at the numbers, it says you shouldn't be doing this, and pain is coming.
Right.
Maybe I'm wrong, and in the leagues where I still kept him in some, but in the leagues where I needed something that I thought could be better, I think Soroka can be better. Soroka's not going to be a high strikeout guy, but the ratio should be good. He's pitched 140, 150 innings the last 2 years. He's not leaving this rotation.
Strikeouts are better than Boyd. I'll give you that.
So, and Boyd's on a bad team, so you're really not going to get the wins. Is he, he did go 7 yesterday. I mean, he gave up 4, but he went 7. That's not a bad start.
Right, and it was 1 bad inning, too.
I just, for what I do is, whether it be stocks, whether it be fantasy.
Baseball cards.
I'm trying to forecast the future, and what do I see? And rest of the season, I thought Soroka was the better bet.
That's fine. I'm okay with that. Greggy, getting back to this idea of trading people for Domingo Herman. Mm-hmm. Well, it's they're like, whatever. I want him. I guess I'm happy about it. Adam Duvall.
Sure.
Would you trade him away for Domingo Herman right now?
So Adam Duvall, it's...
And let's say, with Jake's circumstances, you like Domingo Germán, you believe in him. Say or me.
My problem with Adam Duvall is the same problem we've had all year. You're never going to be getting the consistent playing time.
Right, so you would trade him away for Domingo Germán?
I would.
I think I would, yeah.
I mean, if I needed pitching, obviously that's the crux here.
Yes, of course.
But if I was, I'm going to take a shot on this upside arm. If this kid, look, he might be terrible from here on out.
Right.
Germán.
No, he won't. I'm just being nice.
Probably not. I'm just saying, I'm willing to take that chance. He's on the Yankees. I know Sabathia has been pitching really well and stuff, but Sabathia is like, what, 36?
Yeah.
And all that. So even if Montgomery comes back in like 2 or 3 weeks, there could be other ways he gets into this rotation.
What are you drinking? Is that an iced tea lemonade?
Oh, this is my favorite. It is a Trenta unsweetened black tea lemonade.
It's good, right?
Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah, it's quick ones. They just shake it up and slide it right down. You give your real name at the Starbucks?
Yes.
You seem the kind of guy who wouldn't, though.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Just, you know.
What do you think I would use?
Dave? I don't know. Pseudonym.
He always said Dave because that's the pseudonym he uses.
No, I don't,
Starbucks.
Actually. No, mine's Jeff.
Sorry.
Maybe tomorrow I'll shake it up and I'll be like, the Beast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They would love you. That would be amazing. Yes.
I just want to see the response.
Hey, speaking of the Beast, Jake, Malik Smith, would you trade him away for Domingo Germán if you needed a pitcher and if you had a surplus of outfielders?
No. Oh. No.
I wouldn't either.
No? How about Alex Cobb?
I'm not.
Well, yeah, Alex Cobb probably dropped in a lot of leagues.
I don't know. I don't know how much people.
I don't know what you. What are you holding on for Alex Cobb for? He's terrible.
I'm asking Jake specifically because he's like, if you believe in Domingo Germán, he only has two pitches. He should be a reliever. That's what people say.
Okay.
Maybe there's more value in Alex Cobb when you see the downside. You're the one here who sees the downside of Domingo Germán.
No, I just see a reasonable. I don't see him as being this ace like you are.
I think he has almost the exact same numbers as Luis Severino.
Yeah, we could pick out pitchers that have a lot of numbers similar to a lot of ace pitchers and be wrong.
I don't know if we could. I mean, I know you get some who have the same ERA and don't have the same strike. You know, the strikeout rate is like 6.8. They're really similar coming up in the same system.
Who's Cobb's agent, Boris?
Probably.
I mean, shout out to him for exploiting the Orioles and getting like $57 million. When
I still think Alex Cobb's good. I mean...
I think he was good. He got injured. It's not his fault.
People get like he had thoracic outlet. He dead Tommy John.
He's not Scott Boris. He is represented by the Beverly Hills Sports Council.
Well, shout out to the Beverly Hills Sports Council.
Shout out. Yeah. Let's take a look at some other pickups so far this year. Or this week, sorry. John Hicks. Greg, you mentioned him.
I did.
The question I had here is, who is John Hicks? And I answered it. He's playing first base with Cabrera out, 283 minor league average. He's got some power, some speed. 15 career-high home runs, 22 career-high in steals, but they both came in the same season. In the only season in the minors, he had 500-plus at-bats. In fact, in the minor leagues, he's only had one season with more than 350 at-bats. What attracted you? Were these things that attracted you to John Hicks?
Listen, a lot of it is simply hitting high in the lineup, having pretty good track record, and playing every single day. It's very tough, especially when you're looking to refill the catcher position, if you've lost a catcher like we do with Yadier Molina, to find someone that's going to play every single day and bat in the middle of the lineup. That was John Hicks. And ultimately, given that he has some power and he's going to be in there hitting kind of behind Nick Castellanos, behind Victor Martinez, it was a nice little spot. So that was why we wanted to get in there.
You just blew past one of the most important things, though. Yadier Molina.
The Tigers are almost 500.
Injury on Saturday and then having to get that emergency surgery.
Oh, it's brutal.
That was crazy.
It was crazy, absolutely. But I was just saying, we're talking about John Hicks, not Yadier.
Right.
I want him for like $4 in my 20-team Dynasty League.
Well, my question was, and I had the same question for the guys yesterday when we were putting our bids together. Would you rather, if you need a catcher, you lost Yadier Molina, would you rather own John Hicks or Carson Kelly?
I'd rather own John Hicks.
Yeah, I'd probably go with
Hicks. Is going to play first base. He's not going to have those catcher off days.
For sure. Agreed. But theoretically, Miggy comes back before Yadi does.
Theoretically.
Theoretically, yeah, but
if Hicks does hit or something, they could maybe...
Maneuver it?
Maybe, I don't know.
That's going to be a good question for Virginia, I think, this week.
Yeah.
Jake, I mean, you see what happened to Yadier Molina. Like, part of your job is squatting, and you have to imagine this is affecting the squatting. So
absolutely.
Maybe this is more than a month. Maybe Carson Kelly is the way to go here. What would you do, Beast?
I would go with Hicks at this point. It's just because of the fact of the playing time. I mean, catchers are catchers. If I have to find somebody else in 3 weeks, I don't care.
Have you gone to the beach yet? The Beast on the Beach?
No, I haven't.
I don't know, it's Virginia Beach, right?
That would be a great segment.
Yeah, that would be a great
segment. We've had this conversation before. Greg knows I hate sand.
He hates sand.
I love it.
Love it.
I know.
Yet he lives right by the beach. I love that.
We should go... By the way, we let Delmarva go and come and go without Jake. Actually,
well, if Jake would have went and got one of them, maybe is it the black jaded wolf or jaded
Sharon, the black jaded wolf?
Yeah. I think she might have spent like I might have spent like $1,000.
Yeah, Jake, you could have sold that.
She seemed heavily.
I wasn't going to Delmarva.
One of these days, you actually are a good friend of the show. Benny Hill was in Delmarva.
Good for Benny Hill. Did he do the music and the running around at the same time?
It's Benjamin.
Is it? No, you guys are making fun of him. It's from Ben's Biz blog. Yeah, it's Benjamin Hill. That's true. From milb.com. Jordan Zimmer went for $11 in the GDD league, Matt. Is that too much?
I think it is. Look, there have been signs of life here. So, and he's going to take the mound every fifth day because of the money he got and stuff. $11 out of 100, I wouldn't have done that.
Well, let me put it to you, Mr. Boyd Dropper. Would you rather have Zimmerman or Boyd?
1 minute. I'd rather have Boyd.
Are we cool with that?
I'd rather have Boyd as well.
How about Francisco Liriano? Jake, he's quietly. Yeah. Okay, sorry, Greg, you go ahead then.
I
insist.
Listen, I always think Liriano, and this is weird because I'm not attracted to most of these retread players, but Liriano, for whatever reason, always gets me.
Yeah.
Because I think this stuff is good, and I think we can put it all together up here mentally. Like, he could give you a good stretch, and I feel like that's what we're on with Detroit.
Detroit's almost a 500 baseball team. We're going to make some money, man.
Here's one thing I will say. You have to be not afraid to fail or make a mistake.
Sure.
Thank you for the inspirational poster. We're gonna take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've got some more bids coming up. Julio Teran, Justin Anderson. There was a little Carson Kelly bid. The most added in CBS, including Jeremy Hellickson. And your daily Roto value of the day. Stay tuned. We've got more coming your way after this.
Hello. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Thank you, Chris Bavona. Jake, this is a song called Rockaway Beach. It's for you. Special request. Jake, you don't even like to get up in the morning. Like, when I lived in Fort Lauderdale, I would get up in the morning. I would, like, sometimes, once in a while, like, it's very calming. You just walk up and down the beach, and you're like, oh, this is kind of nice. See some seashells. I never found a silver dollar. No?
I don't live 2 minutes from the beach.
Maybe you should.
We could talk about the money involved for that.
Jake the Beach Seely.
What about like Rocky when he's training on the beach? He's running him and Apollo.
Yeah, Jake. Well, couldn't we get you a four-wheeler, Jake? You could ATV over to the beach.
You could spend whatever you want. Go ahead.
Have you ever dated a lifeguard?
Oh.
Well, why do you say it like such
here.
Disdain? What is it? Just open beaches with no lifeguards?
Pretty much. There's an occasional ones down on, it depends on which one you're going to. First, they don't have them on the bay because the bay's not rough enough to worry about. But true. if you go down to the ocean front, then it's completely different. And they do it sometimes, but it's not full time like service, I guess.
So their motto is Virginia Beach, swim at your own risk.
Yeah. As long as it's the bay.
Virginia Beach is the waves might come up to your waist. I think you're okay.
Really? I thought Virginia Beach had like waves and stuff. I didn't realize it was a calm bay. It's kind of boring.
Not that much. They have the East Coast Surfing Championship here, which I think is the stupidest thing to ever do because the waves are about 3 or 4 feet at best.
No.
I was there one time 25 years ago.
I went there for spring break. My freshman year of college.
Yeah, it was solid.
I'm not spring break. Right after we graduated,
like, freshman
year of college.
I don't understand why anybody comes here.
Yeah, I said the same thing. I'm going to agree with Jake.
You know, my friend's brother graduated from Philly Textile, and so we're like, let's go to Virginia Beach. It's like the closest kind of beach. And so we did, and it was cold. My friend got his ID taken away.
The best was...
Yeah, you should have drove the extra hour and a half to North Carolina.
Well, we drove there. I don't know. We were like around 20, 21, something like that. And I think we were driving like an hour in the wrong way at first. I don't know. I was in the back seat in Hans. I didn't realize it. And then we had to go all back around.
Did you go to the museum, believe it or not?
No, I am not a museum person.
Well, it's Ripley's Believe It or Not, though. That's like a wax museum. Anyway, Greg, interesting story that I picked up from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette by Liz Bloom. By the way, I think we should have her on. She seems like she'd be a good guest.
Let's do it.
Covers Pittsburgh, and I feel like, you know, she writes some good stuff.
Okay.
Anyway, just when you thought things couldn't get crazier with Felipe Vázquez.
Yep.
There's this weird thing with him and Clint Hurdle. Like, Vázquez says, like, his quotes are kind of crazy. So Hurdle gave him a couple days off after pitching, like, 3 days in a row. Sure. Warmed up the fourth day.
Yep.
Said he was supposed to pitch, I think, on Friday.
Right.
Vázquez said his stomach was hurting, said his head felt like it was out of my body. You know you're not feeling good, so if you go out, I might have messed up everything, so you don't want to do that, Vázquez said. That's why I called him from the bullpen. He called Clint Hurdle from the bullpen to tell him not to put him in. And then eventually he pitched, and he pitched well, two days ago? Yeah. Some weird thing, like Hurdle saying he threw a bullpen. Vázquez says he threw a touch-and-feel session but did not throw a bullpen. The last bullpen I threw, I think I was in spring training, so I just don't throw bullpens at all. is this something that we should... Look, Vázquez is already the weird story about changing his name from Felipe Rivero.
It's not weird.
Out of nowhere, how about that?
There you go.
Anyway.
Well, this, it was months in the making, though.
I'll tell you what. All right, but no one knew about it. This, I think, through the lens of this now, you're like, something's a little strange about Felipe. And yeah, he's a closer. He's afforded that.
Yeah.
But does this make you worry a little bit, Greggy?
It's, you know what? No, because it reminds me of some other guys, like a Fernando Rodney that kind of just beats to his own drum. And that's...
But Rodney's not calling the manager being like, don't put me in.
Well, he didn't feel...
I'm sick.
Well, look at that. He didn't feel well.
Why did you tell him hours before?
Because maybe he got sick sitting in the bullpen. Maybe he had a bad piece of gum. Who knows?
Interesting.
Listen, he's a weird dude. Fine. There's a lot of guys that are very weird dudes. Like Trevor Bauer comes to mind, obviously. It's always in his own head. Fernando Rodney, I mentioned. There's plenty of other guys out there that just are weird. I mean, Manny Ramirez, obviously, is like the poster boy for Manny being Manny. And I think Felipe Rivero is kind of along the same lines. He's really good when he gets out there. You saw it on Saturday. He didn't want to cost his team Friday. He should be commended.
Who's the backup? Is it Kyle Crick?
That's a you question.
Who's the bad?
It's probably George Contos.
No,
honestly.
It's really? What's his name?
You think it's George Contos?
No. It's right.
I think it's Kyle Crick.
Rivera or something like that. What's his name?
Not Felipe Rivera.
Which is that not?
I can't remember the name.
So we're just not worried at all about this. Matt, you're cool with this? Like,
I mean, I'm cool with it because they paid him already.
He had like a week off.
Yeah, he got paid, and you know, I think he's longer for the Pirates than Clint Hurdle actually is. So,
all right, fair enough. Jake, I want to bring this up. This is another. So reading this, you know, other stories by Liz Bloom. So into this other Liz Bloom story, talking about Chad Kuhl and his pitching performance yesterday. During spring training, pitching coach Ray Sarich said he didn't think Kuhl knew how good he could be. Last week after a poor outing against the Washington Nationals, Kuhl described his fastballs flat. Then he turned to the tape. He was surprised by what he saw. He'd started tilting his front shoulder down, which prompted him to go, quote-unquote, down the mound before he was ready. I feel like that's when I get rotational. It kind of flattens out, so really an emphasis on having my shoulders back so that I can get over the ball instead of around the ball, Kuhl said. Kuhl made the mechanical tweak, and the results showed Sunday. Jake, when you read something like this and you see the results actually happen, and you can say, all right, he can keep this up, and he's had some degrees of success before, does this make you want to pursue him a little bit, feel like you kind of know something the others don't?
No, because I know what Kuhl is, and Kuhl is not somebody who's going to strike out 9 for 9, and he's not going to have an ERA in the threes. I doubt this has been his entire career where he just figured this out now and hasn't pitched better than he has so far. And as you said, he performed better, but I'm not going to put that much stake into it. I mean, he's an NL-only 15-team league pitcher, and that's about it for me. I mean, my biggest question about this is not that. It's not the hope for Chad Kuhl. Is what the hell is Ray Searidge doing that he didn't notice it?
Maybe he did. Maybe he just had to show him the way.
You know why? I had a little bit of breaking news I wanted to.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, sure.
We were just talking about during the break about your boy Johnny Cueto. And I got an update on Johnny Cueto. So Johnny Cueto visited Dr. James Andrews. And he has a sprained elbow. There is no tear. There's nothing wrong with the ligament. He'll be out. Dr. Andrews recommends resting for 6 weeks.
Is this like one of those things where the inflammation masks the tear? And then they got to wait for the inflammation to go down. Then they take another MRI in 6 weeks. And like, oh, yeah, that's terror.
I hope not.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah, that's it's tough now. Now you're waiting 6 weeks just to, for the sprain to heal, then rehab.
Yeah. Put him on the list.
On a best case scenario.
He was on the list last week. Thanks for listening.
Well, let's put him on the list now that we know this. We can ask that question.
All
right?
Sure.
Matty Mo, I got a grab bag player for you right now.
Okay.
Mitch Moreland. He's now owned in 26% of leagues. He's hitting .347 with 5 home runs over 72 at-bats this season. Even has a steal, 8 walks, 12 strikeouts, but not playing exactly on a regular rotation. Can you add him and start him?
You could add him in 15-teamers. Like, everybody was going after Matt Adams, who I had a couple of bids on him, too. I think I won him only in one league. I wasn't going as crazy as everybody else. But Mitch Moreland was the other guy that I had in there, like, as a backup to Matt Adams. He's pretty much, if you look at what Mitch Moreland's done, it's, you know, he didn't hit five homers in a week, but he's got five homers. He's batting .300. I think, you know, in a deeper league, yes, you can roster him. And if you play like in an NFBC style where you can break it up Monday through Thursday, he's more apt for that kind of a league.
Jake, is this a situation where Mitch Moreland might find his way into more playing time, or is this a situation where he's maybe found out how to play well in the short playing time without getting the regular at-bats, and he's worth pursuing because of that?
I'd rather go after Moreland because what more playing time is he going to get? He had 150 games last year. So I don't know what more he's going to give you, but you get listed with Moreland. I know what Moreland is. I know he's going to give me mid 20 home runs. I know he's going to be a decent player. But if you look at the fact that what you're looking with Matt Adams, it's going back to what I say about a lot of players. It's the Alex Gordon factor. You just missed out on the hot streak. What are you chasing him? I mean, Matt Adams is not going to have a full-time job when everybody's full healthy on this team. Like, I just don't understand why everybody's going after Matt Adams.
I wonder if Ventra is yelling at the TV right now downstairs. I bet you Ventra's a Matt Adams guy. Mm-hmm. Seems like Ventra and Jake kind of disagree on a lot of stuff.
I used to be a Matt Adams guy. I don't like Matt Adams this year.
No, I'm not a Matt Adams guy.
No, yeah. No, do you want to just fight Jake anyway, though? Ventra, it's fun when you two yell at each other.
I'm still on how he doesn't like sand. It's still getting me. I don't know if I could take advice for someone who's afraid of sand.
Yeah, please don't. Then you keep losing all your leagues.
I love it.
I'm 2-3 in both my leagues. It's not that bad.
Is that winning? I don't think so.
I'm top 5 in both leagues in points, though.
So. Is that winning? I don't think so.
It's not over yet.
Talk to me when you're first.
He is right. Jake, are you really afraid of sand? You didn't move past that one.
What, I'm not afraid of it? No, I hate it. It gets everywhere. It sticks to everything. If you had, like, that rubberized, like the way they play some basketball courts, have that, like, that hard rubber instead of actual wood for their court, which is just weird to me anyway. But if you had like that went all the way into the water, I'd go to the beach all the time.
So if waves rolled up on basketball courts, you go to the beach?
Yep.
All right. Fair enough.
Do you think Jake likes sand snakes?
I bet she does.
He should. Jake, do you like the sand snakes?
I don't know what you're talking
about. Oh, I bet you Jake would like a wave pool. Jake, do you like water parks?
No, too German.
I am definitely
The germaphobes. Yeah. No, there's no way.
Really? Action park.
Do you want pink eye in every orifice of your body?
See,
yes.
There's no way the germaphobes never like.
Who doesn't?
I love water parks. I think they're great.
I haven't been to a water park in the longest time, but I had a fun time.
It's fun.
Yeah,
water slides are fun.
I enjoyed them growing up until I read all those articles about how disgustingly gross they are, despite the overchlorinated parts that they have.
Ventra's family owns like 6 or 7 water parks.
Good for him. They had a business 5 years.
Hold on.
Those
water parks that have gone out of business.
Matt Adams, real quick. I did a tweet this morning about him. Like, last year, everybody remembers how great he was. He was great. He had one great month, if you really break it down. And I think he'll have some playing time, especially if Zimmerman is going to get DL'd. I don't know if that's going to happen. I'm just throwing that out there.
Right, which is good. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's Ryan Zimmerman.
I'd like to have him, but I wouldn't be banking on people like proclaiming him to be this 290, possible 30 home run hitter.
But isn't it fair to say Matt Adams really hasn't gotten a shot to... But I mean, he did. When he had that shot, he did well, though.
But the Braves even moved. This is the thing. Last year, they moved Freddie Freeman to third base to accommodate Matt Adams.
Yeah.
And then once Matt Adams got cool after that month, or you want to give him even 6 weeks, you know.
$13. Dane was upset that we didn't get him. I'm like, all right, whatever.
It depends what you need. He's going to have first base, outfield, though. Probably has
this way back in the day with the Cardinals. Enough of Adams.
Would you rather have... Okay, so Jake, you have Matt Adams. Greg, you have Domingo Germán. If Jake offered you Matt Adams for Domingo Germán right now, would you take it?
No.
Jake, would you?
I want Germán.
All right. So he's not quite there.
Yeah.
But he did go for more than Germán. Speaking of Alex Gordon, he went for $11.
Yeah, it was weird.
Right?
I knew that was going to happen.
I did have to get him in one league.
Wait, Jake, why'd you know that was going to happen?
Because it's the hot streak. People see people in a hot streak and they go pick them up. And like I said, you miss out on it. You get the real person the rest of the season, which is a disappointment.
Who's Judge and Drury? Which team is that? Is that Ian Kahn?
Yes.
No.
Ian Kahn is Ian Kahn. Judge and Drury, I believe, is Tim Heaney.
Is it Tim Heaney?
I would have thought it was George Washington. But
Judge and Drury, let me see if I'm correct by that, is Tim Heaney, yes.
All right. Interesting. Let's have him on the show and ask him what he thinks about this.
To me, he doesn't like us anymore.
Oh, why?
I think we were too obnoxious at the draft for him.
No, you get obnoxious at the draft when people are drinking and having a good time.
I'm just telling you.
Team Heaney's not an elitist, man. He's a drinker like us.
You can put Florio and Frank on the mic right now. They'll tell you.
Yeah?
One of you guys take the mic and tell them the truth of what Tim Heaney thinks of us.
By the way, Fantasy Best Friends Forever live at 2 o'clock on the Fantasy Sports Network, Sports Radio Network.
He's always at flex every single year. He's that type. He's a weird personality. He doesn't seem very social.
He's a lot of fun.
Loving us until he didn't love us anymore. Right, Frank? Or Floria?
Yes. Tim Heaney loved us before the draft, and during the draft, though, you know, we were doing our normal BFF antics.
Yeah.
He had zero patience for that.
But it's not like you were holding up the draft. You're
not at all. We had a great show.
So we were bidding 7.
27.
17.
37.
We were chanting. We were clapping. We were the fun of the draft.
let's not get cocky.
Ian Kahn was a huge fan. Ian Kahn loved it.
He said that on your show, though, so I think with a grain of salt.
Tim Heaney was quoted, children should be seen and not heard.
I think he might have said something along those lines, yes.
Craig and his two kids. All right, Matt Adams had a crap load of bids. We lost him by $2. We talked about him enough. Carson Kelly, you guys were outbid $2 to $0. Oh, by Ian Kahn, there you go. Justin Anderson, I thought, was in an interesting bid.
Yeah.
$9 Justin Anderson bid.
What crushed Justin Anderson's stock this week was that 3-run shot he gave up on, was it Saturday night?
People are afforded that.
That was big. People were really talking him up beginning of the week, and then he kind of he took a big hit from that.
But Jake's contesting.
No, Matt's right. I'm saying no. Oh. Matt said at the beginning of the preseason, you're dealing with psychosocia over there. I'm not messing around with this bullpen.
Sociopath. Okay, but no one's there.
That is.
We've used that before.
I know. Just hammer it home.
I agree.
Just because you mentioned the Angels, everybody should take a look at what Tyler Skaggs is doing this year.
Oh, Tyler
He's
Skaggs.
The guy that gets no love.
Was that one of your 17-line tweets? I think you tweeted Tyler Skaggs.
Oh, yes. You got. If they're going to give me, what, 280?
Hey, it's attention-grabbing.
I'll take it.
I like them.
You know what Skaggs is like? Skaggs is like Bauer.
Would you rather have Skaggs or Herman?
Both more Diamondbacks prospects.
Really? Skaggs.
Skaggs.
That's true. Yeah, call Greggy.
Thank you.
Now, in these things, was anybody picking...
Why do you think I brought it up?
was anybody speculating on Dustin Fowler and Al Mondesi? Because I'm not going to...
Adalberto Mondesi? I haven't seen anyone get close to him.
I think right now is the time. If you believe in Dustin Fowler, now is the time. The guy's batted 378.
I would stash one of them, but we're not allowed to do that in labor.
Jake has a lot of problems with
Jake, labor. Yeah, Jake really doesn't. Jake, just quit labor, man. Join one of Ventures Leagues and see what happens.
I won it last year. I can't quit.
You can. You have nothing left to prove.
Yeah. You leave them laughing.
Yeah, I could prove that you can go from first to last in 1 year.
You come in last place in Ollie.
Oh!
Jake, you're not going to take that, are you?
I didn't hear what he said.
He said you're going to come in last place in one of his home leagues.
Yeah, if I left my roster benched every week, and I would probably still finish for eighth.
It's not very nice.
It's not nice at all, man. Why can't you and Ventura get along, actually? I think you get along well. Did you meet him when you came here for Tout Wars?
Yeah, Ventura and I actually get along a lot. It's just a fun thing.
Well, I think it's Jake. Jake hates Italians, so that could be...
That is what it is. Jake does hate Italians, yeah.
I actually had everybody named Chris. They're all Italians.
Greggy, really quickly, one of the most added players, yep. One of my favorites, Jorge Soler, who I believe I forced on our team last year.
You did. One year early.
Just 1 year early. He's doing it, man. He's up to 63% ownership in CBS Sports Leagues. Can he keep this up, Greg?
Listen, it's everything you wanted to be last year. The BABIP sits at over 400, so I think obviously the average is going to come down. But I think a lot of what made him so bad in previous years was the inability to know when he was going to play, where he'd be in the order. If he screwed up and struck out three times in a game, he'd immediately go to the bench. Now he doesn't have that. He got off to a nice little hot streak here, and I think his spot in the lineup is secure. His spot in the outfield is secure. So I think at the power, I mean, he only has 4 home runs in the year, but I think that could go up. He's striking out less. He's walking more, things you love to see. And he was very unlucky last year. As I said, the BABIP is right now at over 400. Last year, it was 200. So I think it's somewhere in the middle of where he batted last year, of 140 and the 300 he's now. He's probably a 260-ish hitter. But that's okay if he could just give me some more power.
Do we have a microphone?
You'd probably love my labor team, Nando.
Why? You have Soler?
I'll tell you when we come back.
Okay, Jake. Just bring us to break. Go ahead. I don't want to say... Go to Jake. He's bringing us to break.
No, I heard the music, so I wasn't going to do anything more. God forbid I pay attention to when breaks are supposed to happen, like now.
Tell everyone what's coming up, Jake. Go ahead.
No, that was my going to break. Goodbye.
We'll be back after this.
Someone has a crush on you.
Okay, who?
Let's make a game of it. One of these is a lie. He's 6'4". He collects stuffed exotic birds. He spends his free time trying to save lives.
Are you talking about Kevin?
Yeah! He's a registered bone marrow donor. Last week he got a call. He might be a match.
He's so cute. Oh, he is.
You could be a life-saving match for a patient with blood cancer. Learn more at dkms.org.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Alongside Greg Sussman, Sussmania, Matty Medica.
I hate this song, Summer 69, by the way.
And Jake, the Beast. The Beach or the Beast? Sealy.
Somebody who was, when I was filling in for Carton and
oh, all right, Greg. We got
Corey it. Was very, very, very positive that Bruce Springsteen sang that song.
Really?
And I was like, that is incorrect.
I mean, that's not the worst.
That's Canada's own
Brian Adams.
I want to hit up the Daily Roto Value of the Day because I actually have an anecdote for everybody. And this is going to sound like I'm plugging it, but this is actually the truth. I'm like, if I'm going to talk about this every day, I'm probably going to have to play Daily Roto and go through like look at the optimizer they're always talking. So I did it. I obviously got a free membership, but it's $1 if you use the code $1 right now. That's what this is all about. I played over the weekend. I won twice on daily, which I suck at. So what I do is I go to the numbers, the optimizer thing, and the MLB premium. I sort by value. I don't even sort by points. I sort by value. And it gave me all, you know, these guys I would not normally start. So I started them all, and I won $8 on a $4 game and $4 on a $2 game. And then I made my own lineup and lost $9 because I was getting cocky. And then I tried a NASCAR game just for the heck of it.
You should keep playing, and then you could buy that Domingo Germán card.
That's what I'm going to work towards, Domingo Germán. So look, I just want to give. I'm going to give these away for free because I don't care. It's $1, so you can get the rest. Daily Roto Value of the Day today: Michael Conforto, your boy, versus Homer Bailey. Matt Medica, do you agree with that? This is FanDuel. I plug in FanDuel values, by the way.
He's been terrible, but at some point, you know, he's got to get off the snide. Going to the Great American Ballpark, it looks like a tasty matchup.
Jakey, the second Daily Roto value of the day is Brandon Belt. He's expected to score the most FanDuel points out of anyone. He's facing Zach Eflin, who Greggy just got very excited about.
Let's
before the
go!
Show. Jake, you feel confident about this? Brandon Belt's actually expected to score, like, he's not just the best value, he's expected to score the most FanDuel points out of any batter.
Mistake.
Yeah, it's in Philly, it's against a righty. I mean, Brandon Belt's undervalued every single year in fantasy in general.
If he played at Yankee Stadium or like the bank or something, he would hit 30 home runs every year. He just gets killed by that ballpark.
Over 300 against righties.
Greg, it seems like they don't like Zach Eflin here at Daily Roto today. Why were you so excited to start him?
You know what? I go back to last year where he came up, and I kind of like Zach Eflin. He was like kind of mediocre.
Yeah.
And then last, so he has one start this year. It was against the Marlins. He pitched very well, 6 innings, allowed 1 run, 4 strikeouts. And before this weekend, the Giants like didn't really do much of anything. They obviously went into Atlanta and dominated. Before that, the Giants are kind of one of the teams I targeted with a spot starter. So I thought Zach Eflin, a 2-start week, facing a Mets team that can't hit right now, and the Giants, I was kind of interested. So I picked up Zach Eflin, and that was it.
Hey, speaking of the Giants real quick, Nick Hundley had a cool quote when talking about how everyone, like, this is in the context of Johnny Cueto going down to go see Dr. James Andrews. The rotation right now is Samardzija, Holland, Stratton, Black, and Suarez. Bumgarner eventually coming back, Tyler Beattie down in the minors. But Nick Hundley said, I think we're in a very good position because our young guys are very talented. It's our job, me and Buster, to make them comfortable and cultivate that ability and talent. You liking it too, Chef? The kitchen is full. We have a lot to work with. We're really excited about that. Jake, are we kind of, I mean, do you look at these, Samardzija, Holland, Stratton, Block, and Suarez, and you're just kind of like, whatever. But, I don't know, does Nick Hundley's enthusiasm make you want to take like a double check some of these guys and some of their stats?
No.
Okay.
I don't care who's back there. I don't care if Yadier Molina was back there framing pitches for that rotation. It's the fact that his rotation's garbage.
Okay, rest of the Daily Roto values, by the way. And apologies to Daily Roto if I'm giving away too much, but whatever. Nick Castellanos facing Matt Moore. Reese Hoskins, no one's talking about Reese. I mean, no one's like going nuts about Reese Hoskins. He's just kind of like quietly doing his thing.
He had a great first few weeks. He did cool down for a bit. I know he homered the other night. He hit like a 3-run shot, but he had a little cool spell. He was like 2 for 24 or something like that. But he should be a guy that's going to hit you to 30 home runs. Very good plate skills. So
still want him over Eric Hosmer, right?
Yes, you still. But look, Eric, and I don't want to be the Eric Hosmer apologist here.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to defend him, but I think people poop on him way too much.
He's getting hot as of late.
Look, if he bats 300 again this year, and you know he always hits 20 home runs, even though we always say he's not going to, he does.
By the way,
do they have any Met? Do they have any for the Reds? Because I mean, they're facing PJ Conlon or whoever that guy is that they just called up with a 5 ERA.
Oh, the kid who just got called up by the Mets.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Are there any Reds? To be honest, Jake, I'm going to look at the top five. If you give me a second, I can look at more for you, sir.
Sorry.
I
try to provide conversation
no,
for the show.
No, I'll pull it up.
I won't do it anymore.
No, you know, Jake, just why don't you write the rundown tomorrow, the 8-page rundown?
Yeah, because that's what it is. Every time I ask a question.
Yeah, I'll pull it up.
Try to offer.
See, what I do is I don't like to have my laptop. I don't like to live on my laptop here. I like to just read off the paper so I'm not checking email and stuff. There's no temptation.
So you just say, you could have just plugged it. You say, that's why you go spend a dollar and go check out the site. Boom. There, done.
I wish they would make a The Beast. Go to dailyroto.com, plug in The Beast, and they'll charge you more than usual. Anyway, the point is, I sorted by the crap players. The crap players of the day are Rafael Lopez and Jed Lowry against Dallas Keuchel. Greg, you and Jake want to take over while I look up the Daily Roto stats for everybody?
Sure.
For the Beast?
Sure, it's just something you want me to take over.
Anything you want to hear? Talk about DeGrom and what the Mets are doing.
So we can talk about DeGrom. It's exactly what we said when we talked to Dr. Ray on Thursday.
But my biggest problem here with the Mets
they lied to us?
It's that in fact that they lied. Every team I know is like secretive with injuries with players and stuff. The Mets consistently make these crazy proclamations.
Like, hold on, Matt.
There was no reason to ever say he was starting Monday.
100%. Like, gavel down. He is starting on Monday.
Hold on, Matt. You were the one who said that they could wait till Monday and then put him on the DL.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know. I don't have the headset anymore. God.
He was yelling at you. He's saying, Matt, you were the one that said they could wait until Monday and put him on the DL, which is what they did.
I was, but there was no reason for him to come out in public and say he was definitely making a start on Monday. They said, you know what? Let's evaluate it. Let's have him throw a bullpen. There was no reason to say he's going to the DL on whatever it was, Wednesday of last week. There was no reason to also say he was definitely going to start. And now you just retro him. He obviously threw it, whatever. I don't know what to make of this anymore. I think it could be a little bit more than what they're leading on. I heard his own words.
Yeah, I watched the interview with him as well, Jake, and he basically said, yeah, like, I could have went, but, like, I don't know. I don't know how I was going to feel about it. What do you make of what he said and them putting him on the DL?
This is the case of what we expected the entire time. You know this. As I said, they should just go ahead and slap him the DL, play it safe. If he misses a start or two until he's ready, that's fine. I was just bringing up the Matt thing because he was saying, oh, you can wait till Monday. I guess maybe they should have said, oh, he's definitely starting. I don't think they ever really did say that he was definitely starting Monday. I thought they said he's slated for Monday.
No, they kind of made it clear he's starting on Monday.
I don't know if you heard, but Greg subbed in for Carl.
I kind of disagree.
What was that?
I'm just kidding.
But I appreciate it.
Yeah, that was my biggest problem. I don't know if, I guess Jake's not talking because I can't. But that's my biggest problem. They shouldn't have just said anything. They said, you know what? We're going to monitor this situation, and we'll give you an update later in the week. And look, if he really isn't hurt, And say they give him these 10 days and he comes back and then does get hurt. What did we accomplish anyway?
Sure. Listen, it's one start. They have the guy filling in tonight. As well, Jake and Matt said, they have an off day on Thursday, rejigger the rotation, DeGrom pitches on Sunday, which is annoying to me as a fantasy owner. I want him to just take the week off, pitch next Monday, and give me a two-star week. Like that was what I was hoping for from DeGrom. Instead, I lose my two-start week.
Well, there's no guarantee he's pitching on Sunday, too.
That's true.
He can get activated. The Mets can say, you know what, we're going to wait till Tuesday.
You're right.
We have an off day on Monday.
You're right.
I think they might have an off day on Monday.
Do they?
So, because I know they had time that they didn't really need a fifth starter.
Interesting. Right. Okay.
Enough about the Mets. I got some news for Jakey. So it seems like Daily Roto kind of likes PJ Conlon, from what I can understand here. Now, I do want to point out that the access that I have, there are ways you can tweet and change the weights of things if you'd like. If you'd like to like give negative points to Conlon, then the optimizer will change things. So if you don't like him, Jake, you can do that. I can't, because I think I'll actually change things in here permanently. So I don't want to mess. I don't want to mess too much with anything. But right now, it looks like PJ Conlon's their third best value on the DraftKings slate and their number one value on the FanDuel slate. Number one value, not fantasy points-wise. Fantasy points-wise is kind of in the middle, but it's him and Steven Strasburger at the top of these lists. And they're not giving boosts to, like, the first guy, if you go to bats, the first guy you see is Joey Votto, and he's, like, number 10 just for fantasy points, not even for value. So it seems to me like they're not helping Cincinnati at all with this PJ Conlon matchup. And why would they, Jake? He had good numbers in the minors. He just had a bad run at the PCL to start with.
I don't know about good numbers.
All right, I want to know what Ventra thinks about this. No, all right.
I don't know much about PJ Conlon.
Well, just take the opposite of what Jake says, please, and make fun of him again.
What I do know is that...
for believing in mermaids.
Julio Teheran and Jake Arrieta have pitched gems for the list, five starts. That's all I know.
That's true, Jake.
Julio Teheran did not have a gem. He lasted three innings. How is that a gem?
Oh, he said four out of the last five. That could be the one out of the five that he's referring to.
He was also injured. He came out with back tightness that game.
Okay. You know what? I'm just going to throw crap out that doesn't support my argument. I win.
Jake, he said four out of five. That's the one out of the five that wasn't good.
But he didn't include that one. No, he didn't include that one either, because he got rocked in the ones before that, too.
Matt, whose side are you on here?
I don't know. I can't hear anything. I'm just jokes.
Just say Ventra. Sorry, Matt's battery died on the earpiece. Why don't you come sit over here for the rest of the show?
That's fine.
You can hear everything. We got to sign off digital anyway. Peace out. Thank you all, everybody digitally watching us on YouTube, Twitch, Periscope, and the fourth one I can never remember.
Twitch, Periscope.
Twitter and YouTube.
Sure.
Shout out to Ryan McGarry. Always supporting Jake Seeley.
Why not?
Oh yeah, Facebook. We're gonna make you love Chris Ventra, Ryan McGarry. Heads up. We continue on the Fantasy Sports TV Network and the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, though. So please don't go anywhere. Starting at 2 o'clock Eastern, the Fantasy Best Friends Forever live. Call in, by the way, 844-843-6879. Huh?
I love it.
Not bad.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm getting better at this.
So proud of you,
Matty Mo. How you doing over there?
I'm doing all right. I see the next, just a quick little thing, next potential dates for a Supreme Court decision in New Jersey sports betting case, May 14th, 21st, and 29th.
It just seems like it's just every Monday, because they come out with the decisions on Mondays.
I don't know how this hasn't been.
Here's the thing. I think even if it loses in the Supreme Court, which a lot of people think it's not going to, I think the government's going to pass a law. They've been lobbied so much by these leagues and everybody that it's coming one way. It's either Supreme Court or federal law. I don't know which it's going to be, but branches
of
government.
It will definitely happen. This will be a reality.
Jake, do you like Caleb Smith?
More so than, like I said, more so than Herman.
Really? You like Caleb Smith more than Herman?
Yeah, he's got the strikeouts. He's had the strikeouts for most of his entire career.
Matty Mo, you like Caleb Smith or Herman? Which one would you?
Caleb Smith for me. As Frank Stanfill says, former Yankee great. Caleb Smith.
Yeah.
The guy's putting up
I think it's my line. Thank you very much.
I apologize.
Wait, did Frank steal it, or is he just
credit to the wrong
guy. Frank was the one that said that.
That's no problem.
I don't know.
No problem.
I just hope you didn't steal it from Carton. That's all I'm...
I did not. I can promise you Craig Carton does not know who Carson Strickland is.
No, but in all honesty, look, he's got a good home park. He's racking up some strikeouts. That, and I usually don't go for a guy with that kind of walk rate and that kind of fly ball percentage, but... You know, 15-team leagues, why not?
One more guy that I want to get to before we have to shut up shop here, who's added in a bunch of leagues. He's gone up from 10% to 36% in CBS leagues. One of the most added players in Yahoo. And I've actually seen people dropping Ronaldo Lopez for him is Jeremy Hellickson.
So Hellickson has two starts this week, including one against San Diego. I don't know who he plays this
Miami,
week.
Right?
Is San Diego, Miami?
No, you're right, San Diego.
Yeah, so he has a San Diego tomorrow, and yeah. That has a lot to do with it.
But, I mean, is that... Wise? Would you drop Reynaldo Lopez for Jeremy Hellickson?
I'm a fan of Lopez, but I'm going to be honest with you. When you do the deep dive, it's ugly. And he's a guy that added some miles per hour on his fastball, was developing a new pitch, but the skills have not looked good over the last few starts.
I think Jake just tisked you. Is that true, Jake?
No, I did not.
I think we've worn Jake down. I think we've worn the beast down a little too much today.
Would you rather own Zach Eflin or Jeremy Hellickson?
I'll go with Hellickson. For
Jake, who'd you rather have?
Hellickson.
How about put Ronaldo Lopez in the mix there, Jakey?
Nobody wants my guy.
Hellickson.
How about Domingo Germán?
Germán, 5 minutes later.
All right, we made Jake say Germán.
Yeah, I'll take Germán too. I guess I should drop Zach Eflin for Jeremy Hellickson.
I don't know if you're going to do that right now. Believe in your guy, Greg. Come on, man.
I'd rather have, like, Carl Edwards in my lineup than Zach.
Don't let the dude...
And I really want Carl Edwards to happen. I just think he's one of the best relief pitchers in all of baseball.
Don't let the Daily Roto algorithm ruin it for you.
I won't.
And look, if I'm going down this list here, so Brandon Belt is their number one projected fantasy point scorer. You got to go all the way down to... There's not a number next to it, but it's Andrew McCutchen. Who looks like the next guy who's facing Eflin tonight. It's not like the top five are Eflin. Oh, and then there's Buster Posey and Gregor Blanco. They seem pretty high. Maybe you should reconsider this Eflin thing, Greg. I'm sorry,
the Mets
Greg. It seems like they like P.J. Conlon, though, enough. I don't want to speak for the Daily Roto guys.
I kind of want to bench Zach Eflin now. I'm scared.
Value-wise, though, Gregor Blanco against Zach Eflin, they like. He's top 12.
He's going to bench him and then he's going to pitch like...
Gem.
Yeah.
Victor Martinez is a good value tonight, according to Daily Roto, against Matt Moore. Jaime Candelario, obviously. Jamer McCann. Anyway, if you want to check this out, this is actually fun to play with. This whole show could just be reading off names about who Daily Roto likes. Use code $1 and hopefully we can get the beast working pretty soon, too. Maybe that one will be $1.50.
That'd be two.
Yeah. Jake, any parting words for Chris Ventra?
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
I do, though.
Oh, yeah. Hurry up. We got to go in a minute.
Yeah, real quick. You stand corrected. Julio Teherán, last four starts, four out of the last five have been quality starts, even better than quality starts. So I was right.
Jake?
Again, pick and choose whatever dumb stats you want to make your argument right, and we'll go for it.
Are you saying quality starts or dumb stats?
Ignore this. No, I'm saying ignoring things because it supports your argument is the fool's errand in fantasy. Be stupid. I can't help stupid.
I think are you calling him stupid, or are you saying you can't help stupid? I can't help?
Yes.
Comma
I'm
stupid?
I'm calling Venture stupid. Everybody who does that is stupid.
Oh, Jake, that's not nice. Tomorrow it's just going to be Jake and Chris Venture here at the desk, and Greg in the middle of the two of them. So get excited for that. Greggy, any parting shots?
BFF's coming up next.
Free Agent Monday continues. You guys, I'm assuming, covering a bunch of free agents.
Yes, sir.
As well?
Absolutely.
All right, whoever we can get to, they get to.
And Cinco de Mayo is over the weekend, so we'll celebrate the Mexican Day of Heritage. We're talking about Mexican baseball players.
But I don't think really anybody in Mexico celebrates that, though. That's crazy.
It's not a real holiday down there.
But they have great burritos in Trump Tower.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us. The best 2 hours in fantasy continues with BFFs after this.